Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for another beautiful day. Everything's beautiful in you, and the path is just getting brighter and brighter. And thank you, Lord, for this last introduction of the gospel according to Luke, the revelation of you, Jesus, revelation of the Father with Jesus and the Spirit with Jesus and the angels with Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you that at the time, that's nearly 2,000 years ago, it was necessary for your goodness, your life that had come to earth to be revealed here so that people could wake up to this new life that has now come in heaven and is now coming on earth in us, being new creations born from above. Old things are passed away and beholding all the new. So thank you for the significance of Luke, the beautiful plan and purpose you had for him in bringing this gospel out. And thank you for the beautiful plan and purpose you've got for us. Thank you. We're all born for a time such as this. Also to look to Jesus, hear from Jesus, and then walk and do what we need to do as Luke did and as all the disciples that have done through the ages. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dr. Luke performed an autopsy on the facts of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, tracking them all back to their source to make sure that what he compiled was of the highest degree of accuracy. He takes Theophilus through Jesus' entire ministry career to reveal how God worked to show Jesus to be true and the hope of the world. He also shows how God has been faithful to Israel and the promises he's given her, while inviting the nations to the table of Christ's love and hope.
Hallelujah. So you see, he was called out, the disciples made a disciple, as we should do as well. They lead disciples to fellowship with the Father and Son, because that's where no eye has seen, or ear has heard, or heart has perceived. You wake up, his disciple drawing close to his God wakes up to that reality. As Luke awoke to the reality of what was needed at that time. And so thank you for the same for us, Father God. I think of Psalm 37, when we see the wickedness and the jealousy and the anger and the strife and nations fighting against nations, and we turn to our God. Thank you, Lord. We wake up to the reality of the new creation and new people. You were broken so that we can now be healed and be the people, and each one individually, the person that you've laid out, you've got good works laid out for us. Thank you. We are your workmanship for good work. So thank you, Lord, as we look to you and hear from you, Lord, we walk together with you and we be the fragrance that we need to be, Father God. Thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.